Chapter 3. Sean quickly fell asleep after the fun-filled day. His dream started immediately. He saw himself morph into a giant eagle, and he traveled once again, as he had in his previous dreams, to France. He spied Joseph Montgolfier in his atelier, where he was building something. Sean stood next to the Frenchman. Bonjour, Monsieur Joseph.
Ah, bonjour, Jean. How are you today?
Sean had given up trying to correct his name. I'm fine, and you?
Très bien, mon petit.
What are you doing, monsieur?
I'm building a box. I'm making it out of very thin wood,
Montgolfier said.
And then I'm going to cover the sides and top with some taffeta.
Sean watched with great enthusiasm. What's taffeta? The boy asked.
It is a very light material. I need this box to be light. I'm going to make it fly.
The box will fly? Sean asked excitedly.
That's the idea.
How is it going to fly, monsieur?
I'll show you. Are you ready?
Sean nodded his head vigorously. Oh, yes.
Would you help me?
Of course.
Good.
Montgolfier handed Sean a net that covered more taffeta, which in turn was glued to paper. The entire shape was oval.
Now hold this up and be very gentle.
Sean was careful and followed Joseph's directions. Like this?
Parfait. You're doing a wonderful job.
Very gently, Joseph inserted the box at the bottom of the net.
Ready, mon petit ami?
Oui, monsieur.
Keep it straight.
Sean did. His arms were stretched up, holding the creation that extended from the floor to his hands. Is this right?
Yes. Now, are you ready?
Oh, yes, Sean answered, every nerve in his body heightened with anticipation. Joseph crumbled some paper and put it in a metal plate which he placed in the box.
Get ready to be amazed.